Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Cole Stratton. I'm back. It's been a while, guys. It's been a while, but I'm here. So let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, let's say hey to James Heaney. Heaney, why does it always rain on me?
Well, you're hot, and that temperature raises the humidity, and that rain is just a sign of how steamy you make it.
Thank you. I can always rely on you, Mr. Science. Look over there. It's Chris Alvarado. Chris, are we human or are we dancer?
Dancer. Final answer.
I figured by asking you that one, that was going to be your choice. guys, here now, it's Atul Singh. Atul.
Oh.
How will I know if he really loves me?
If he dances. Going back to Chris. If he dances for you, that's how you should know.
Nice.
And can I squeeze in a quick congrats to Chris? Can we?
You sure can.
All right.
Congrats. Yes. Oh my God, I can't believe we did. Yes, congratulations.
On what?
You booked it.
You booked it.
No, congratulations on the engagement. You booked it. You booked the big one.
Thank you very much.
It's the best union you can be in.
That's right.
That's right.
That's
aww. That's cute.
Aww. And last, but if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Joey, do you know the way to San Jose?
Yes, I do. And actually, it's going to surprise you how to get there. A lot of people are going to think they're going to take the I-5 south. And I'm going to tell you right now, do not do that, okay? Because you're going to hit bumper to bumper regardless of the time. I know people are going to say go earlier or go later, but going later, that's actually a little more dangerous. People don't realize a lot of trucks travel at night because there's less traffic. But that does mean you're competing against individuals who are driving long distances, probably tired. You know the history.
Joey, I'm going to stop you there. You lost me at go south on the 5.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's the wrong way.
Completely wrong. But thank you, though. All right, all of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com.
You jumped it, James. You jumped it.
When have we ever said your name?
Never
here?
Done that.
We've always...
Just say, okay, well, you know what it was? Is last week, Craig said it really clearly, and I was like, you know, Craig's not here. I'm going to say it clear. Fuck it.
Sorry, Craig.
That's that old adage. If Craig isn't here, we got to say it clear. All right, scene number one comes from John, who wrote, just to start off, all the usual compliments. Insert your favorites here. I have a couple of suggestions in case any of these are on the veto list. Number one. As you all prepare for an all-star episode of your favorite characters and or voices, you all end up having a mind swap and the show must go on. For example, Joey's mind is in James's body and still tries to do the hold the door guy. Or, number two, the Southern Houston Institute of Technology and the Financial University of Central Kentucky are rival colleges and are both competing for something. John. Professor?
I think neither, but let's do
a combination of both, maybe?
Well, I guess, right? We'll figure it out.
There we go.
We'll figure it out.
That's right.
All right. So if we look at the proposal here, I think there's,
sir, Atul keeps staring in the mirror and asking, who am I? It seems concerning to me.
Okay. Atul, would you like to step outside at all, or?
No. I didn't get to do my mantras in the morning, and so I thought I'd just do them here at the meeting.
I'm almost done. Now, gentlemen, if you could just bring your noses a little closer to my lips. He is actually one of the case studies that I've been talking about. Now, the program is going to take intelligence, people's personalities, and place them in somebody else's body. Now,
all right, I'm good.
Houston needs the money. All right. Oh, great. So if we can get that money, the Houston financial thing, or that's what we're called, the Houston financial thing. We haven't decided on an actual term for ourselves yet. We're still, we're going back and forth. It might be the Houston financial building, Houston financial
people. I'm looking at the paperwork now, and they're requiring a proof of concept before there's any transfer of money at all. So we've got to.
I mean, that's a tool.
I don't know that that's really a good proof of concept right now. He's struggling. Can we do some sort of test to make sure that it's working correctly?
I understand. You want a better proof of concept.
Well, I want proof of concept, not just concept put down on a human body.
Well, I'm figuring it out. So by game time, I'm going to be ready.
Well, Dr. Lawrence.
Yeah, my dad's real square. He works at that Houston financial thing. I hate that guy. I would not want to be in his shoes even for an hour. You know what I'm saying, Chad?
Yeah, but you know, I was reading this thing that whatever you say into the universe, you manifest. So even you saying you don't want to do it, it still might make it happen.
Hey, don't drink that Slurpee until you pay for it, you fucking kids.
Okay, Chad, I get that. But, you know, like, I don't know. I'm just having such problems with Dad, you know? Like, I wish my dad was cool like yours. I mean, he's got crystals and a beaded curtain and everything, and he passed that philosophy down to you.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. But I just, once again, words are powerful. Words are powerful. And so be careful, Brian. You know, anything you say, you're going to manifest. Did I already say
that? If you pop open that travel Oreo pack, you're going to pay for it, you fucking kids.
Look, all right, Chad, I get that, and I marked that. Now put the Nutter Butters in your fucking backpack, and let's get out of here.
Okay, go.
God damn, God!
Yeah, fuck you, establishment.
I was just doing the inventory check, and we're short a few things, Felix. We're short some Nutter Butters. We're short some... there's a Slurpee cup missing. What's exactly been going on your shift?
I'll tell you exactly what's been going on. I need another person with me or a security detail because I got these goddamn kids coming in all the time, drinking the Slurpees, taking the Travel Warriors. It's nuts. What do you want me to do? What do you want? I'm only one guy, okay?
That sounds convenient.
I
got to
make sure those hot dogs are turning. I got to make sure that pizza is hot.
We paid extra for the machine, Felix. The hot dogs turn on their own, okay? You don't need to overturn the hot dogs.
I got to make sure it's working. I got to make sure it's working, all right?
Man, the day my sister breaks up with you, you're fired.
Oh, is that so? Well, let me tell you this. I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Don't do it.
Okay, James and Atul, welcome to my office. Now, you both are incredible employees here at this building, at this financial institution. Oh. And
I'm James Heaney.
Yes.
Who am I?
That's correct.
All right. I've never gotten employees a month. I've never gotten any. Are you sure that I'm who you...
Look, we want to give you an opportunity to be employee of the decade, James.
Are you serious?
Atul, I'm about to pitch you an idea. And now, Yeah, you both need to be here. Now, you see those two helmets over there that look like colanders upside down with wires sticking out of them?
It looks like that thing they put on the guy in Ghostbusters.
Exactly. I thought the same thing. No, if you wouldn't mind... put one of those on each of your heads, please. Go ahead.
Oh, it fits my head perfectly.
That looks good.
It's a little tight.
It's okay. Just you got a larger head. I. What is it? 7 3/8.
It's 7 7/8 actually.
Oh, 7 7/8.
Yeah,
okay.
It's big. Wow. Is there a different?
Okay. There you go. All right, now, gentlemen. Now, there's a switch here. Now, if I flip this switch, guaranteed employees of the decade. Or if I leave the switch down, you walk out of here being mediocre employees and just doing fine.
I need this Atul.
Will we both get employee of the decade?
Yeah, both.
Okay.
Get employee.
Well, I mean, no one's allowed in the hospital room as of now, but both James and Atul, they're functionally dead. There is some brain activity going on.
Sir, yes. Question?
Yes.
Will they come back to life?
I mean, that's what we're working on. We're working on making sure that they can pop back up and the program can get right back on his feet. So, for the record, just before, they are both employees of the decade. So let's just let that be the record.
Question?
Yes. Question from the gentleman over there with the khakis on his hands. Yes, sir.
Yes. It's cold here. Just want to let you know about the temperature. We had questions actually about the ER portal and if that was actually going to allow for two ambulances to be parked there.
We're still in debate
and
about that.
But
I'm going to get back to your follow-up in about 30 minutes, okay?
Okay.
So hold on to that, all right?
Question. Does that mean that my dad's dead and I get all his stuff and I have free reign of the house and I can, like, make it into a skate park for all my friends and shit?
Okay, who is this kid? Who's this kid with this candy cigar? What do you want? How did you get in here?
His name?
I'm Crafty.
Crafty.
Crafty Jones.
Okay, this, all right, immediate adjourned.
I am Crafty. My name's Brian, dickwad.
Brian, why don't you come with me? You said your father is working at the facility?
My father's James Heaney.
Father's James Heaney. Look, here's all the schematics. Here's all the information. If your father's James Heaney, you might have the best chance possible to bring him back to life. Do you understand?
I do understand, but I'll pass.
You'll pass? Well, I tried.
We're your new security detail here at the convenience store.
Oh, fucking great. See, yeah.
We got Owl, Black Owl. He's at the corner. He's dressed in civilian clothes. So, he's undercover. I will be wearing this suit as I am in charge of this detail.
That's great.
And I'll just be against the freezer case there, my cowboy Stetson and my mustache. Whenever kids come in, I'll just slowly shake my head and give them a disapproving look, which should take care of about 75 to 85% of would-be shoplifters.
I'm Ben. I got a cooler as a costume. I'm going to sit here against the wall. I got a couple Cokes in me, but I got my eyes open. Don't worry about me.
Any questions?
I totally appreciate this, but you all are kind of like really, there's a small space, so there's not a lot of room to move with you all in here. So, mm-hmm. Especially with the cooler.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Do we have eyes on him?
We do. I'm going to go ahead and shake my head slowly from left to right.
This is Ben in the vending machine. I'm going to just keep an eye on him. Got four Cokes right now. Not diminishing.
Doesn't appear to be moving. I'm going to go ahead and take my toothpick out and throw it on the ground.
Be careful.
This is, you know what? It's not the corner store my neighborhood used to have. I'm just going to leave. Ding, ding.
All right.
Nice. Mission accomplished. Right. Oh, yeah. Nice good. Work, fellas. Right.
Go work, everybody. Go work. You know, maybe y'all shouldn't just, you know, not talk like that. You know what I mean? I feel like if this kind of disrupted service.
Are you a security specialist?
No, I'm a convenience specialist.
Did you work for Blackstone in different wars undercover?
Weren't they find out they could be committing war crimes and all that?
Private companies can't commit war crimes, so.
We can't because we're private.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I mean, a war crime is just kind of general.
No, legally, we can set a whole village on fire, and it's fine.
I mean, I don't know legally. What the hell is that? Why would you even want to do that? That's like, what the hell is that?
Well,
you're not a security specialist. That's the thing.
You don't know.
You know, I don't like all these questions. I'm going to go ahead and look at you, convenience guy, and shake my head slowly from left to right, and hopefully that will take care of this criticism that is coming at us right now.
Doctor, if we're looking here, the brainwave activity is popping with James and Atul. It looks like there is a transference inside.
Where am I? Where am I?
Oh my God. Atul, can you see me?
Where's my son?
How many hot dogs am I holding up? How many hot dogs am I holding up?
Four. Denise, please put the hot dogs back in your laptop. And just use your
fingers. I feel like it's an important test.
Where's my son? I miss my son.
Atul's son. Atul had a son.
No, who's Atul? He does.
Who do you think you are?
I'm James. James Heaney, the best game boarder ever.
Now this is interesting because even though James is now in Atul's body. James doesn't know who Atul is in this scenario.
That makes sense for James.
What, he doesn't know who Atul is?
Hold on one second. One more test. How many hot dogs am I holding up?
Still, 3-0.
So let me get this straight. Both of you got to live with me on the off chance that you switch back? This is bullshit. This is total bullshit, and you know it, dads.
Son, this is the way it is. Oh, you first, buddy.
Well, honestly, he's not my son, so you should tell him.
Well, you have his body, his father's body, but me, I'm your son, and I've made mistakes, and I love you. I'm going to pay for you to go to any college you want. If you want to go to the Southern Kentucky Technical School, that's fine. I'll pay for it. I love you, son. I love you.
I don't want to go to college. Don't you know anything about me? I'm a performance artist.
Don't you fuck this up for me, all right? I got two husbands now, all right? This is a goddamn living dream. You understand? So you're going to suck it up and you're going to deal with those dads. Hello? Okay,
fine.
Brian, hello?
Fine. Fine, all right? Okay, Cinnamon, I'll do that, all right? I just...
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Financial Building. So as you know, this weekend was a great success. We were able to switch the brains and bodies of Atul Singh and James Heaney. One thing, though, you know, one thing we weren't clear on was, let me get a look at this here.
Oh, should I be at this meeting?
Why? Can somebody answer me why? Why we did this?
Are you saying why? Required to have proof of concept for the money to be transferred?
No, I'm asking why.
Why? Is that what you're saying? Is he saying why?
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt this press conference, but a 7-Eleven on 5th and Main just blew the fuck up.
What the?
What? What? I love that 7-Eleven.
Let's go. Everybody, come on, let's go. Board of directors.
Let me get my skateboard.
Cowboy, look at me. Look at me. You okay?
My mustache burnt the fuck off. I don't got long.
I can't keep drinks cool anymore in my vending machine costume.
Oh, God. This is just like that time we blew up that whole fucking village.
We don't have a lot of time. Let's just sing our song of companionhood and go into the afterlife.
All right. 6, 7, 8.
Well, Doctor, we were able to take their consciousness, but the only things that were around were an open bag of Oreos and several loose hot dogs. So the consciousness of those 7-Eleven employees have been put inside an Oreo and two loose hot dogs.
Oh, really, Denise? Hot dogs happen to be on the fucking menu?
Oh, my gosh.
This is a fucking coincidence.
All right. What do you want me to say? Okay, look, it was a successful transfer. You hate me because I think hot dogs are the cutting edge form of science.
I hate you because you won't park near me. Why can't we walk to the office in the morning?
I don't, because you get here so late. I get here early. I'm not going to wait in my car for like 30 minutes to an hour.
If we woke up in the same bed, that wouldn't be a problem. Now, would it, Denise?
We are not together.
Okay, Atul, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, James, we knew each other for a long time before this, and now you should, if anything, recognize me more because I'm you, your body.
We just had a procedure that took place. I'm sorry if I have side effects, Atul. Don't be so nerdy about it.
And that was the weirdest summer of my life. And that's scene number one, everybody. Yes! Scene number two is from Patreon VIP Nicholas Machauer, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin. This time I'm hailing from an alternate timeline where Lincoln was not assassinated, but lived on to cross the Alps with an army of manure-powered automatons, only to see his reign ended by his treacherous second-in-command, Admiral Dungboat III, who to this day shines his gracious light upon all creatures in the domain." Sorry, it's Dungbot. I misread that. Anyhow, my suggestion. Open bar at an octopus wedding.
Dude,
hey, can I buy you 8 drinks?
Okay. I'll have an old fashioned.
Okay.
I'll have a tequila sunrise.
Yep.
I have a Long Island iced tea.
Yep.
I'll have a strawberry daiquiri.
Yep.
I'll have a rum and coke.
Okay.
I'll have a pina colada.
All right.
I'll have a whiskey on the rocks.
Okay.
I'll have a cosmopolitan.
Okay. Hey, barkeep, 8 Bud Lights.
Sure thing. Did the lady say something? I can make that. You just repeat it.
I'd like to get an old fashioned.
Okay.
A tequila sunrise.
Okay.
A pina colada.
Okay.
A rum and coke.
Coming up.
A Long Island iced tea.
Okay.
A whiskey on the rocks. A 7 and 7.
Oh, that's new.
And a gin and tonic.
All right.
Baby, open the door. Look, it's okay that you're a starfish, okay? My family loves everybody. Just come out.
No, they don't. They hate me. me. I'm like the dumbest thing here. They hate me.
Look, that might be true, but you're also the most beautiful.
You mean that might be true? Oh my God, you think I'm dumb?
We're very intelligent. You know that about me.
I can't believe your mother put a bottle in front of me and she said, open it and then just slide in. I can't do that. I have a rigid body.
Well, that was surprising to all of us. We all kind of thought you could do that, slide into the bottle.
That's just I feel like I'm just being attacked by all fronts from your family.
In some ways you are. In some ways you are.
Oh my God, I am.
Okay. Yeah, in some ways. But listen.
Defend me.
They're about to have the speeches, and I want to be there for the speeches, babe. This is my brother who's getting married after all. Come on now.
I know, but it's just like I feel like they're just going to pick fun at me. So why do I don't want to have it?
You're beautiful.
Hey everybody, thanks for coming. You know, I never thought be a best friend with Gary the Octopus Groom. Being a manatee, I don't have too many pals, but we go back to Crustacean U, where we were roommates.
See you.
See you forever, buddy. See you. Anyways, we got up to some no goodery back in those days, especially him, am I right? You know what I'm talking about. Sandbar
2022. Sandbar 2022.
Anyways, glad everybody could be here today to celebrate the special day. Even Veronica, the weird fucking starfish.
You're on the groom side or bride side, huh?
I'm on the bride side. Yeah, went to college together.
Neither. But this is crazy. This speech is wild.
I'm sorry, neither? You can't you can't be here.
What do you mean I can't be here?
If you don't know either of the parties, you have to leave.
Well, I know them now. I mean,
bro. But, no, you got to leave. I just cut your arm off. So what are you going to do? Oh my God, it's growing again.
Oh
yeah. Check it out. Baby.
You got to leave, dude. Your kind is not wanted here.
Oh man. Fuck you, man.
Shut up. Fuck you. See if you can walk now. Oh, your leg's growing again.
All right, everybody. Make your way to the dance floor as we celebrate the first dance with the newlywed. And celebrate
Why do we have to? Isn't there like a setup that he can play it? Why do we all have to sing it?
I don't hear you.
I mean, look, this is a bad wedding.
The DJ
look,
the song doesn't happen.
I'm looking at this footage that you've brought us for National Geographic, and I'm having a hard time believing what I'm seeing.
It happened 100%. It happened. Look, I need to make a buck. This is real, so you should print it. It got even crazier after the dance floor.
It sounds like there's an intermingling of fish down there that we don't typically see in the everyday National Geographic videos.
See it if you'd believe the every Disney film about sea creatures.
If I may, I'm the only one here who had an octopus for a teacher. And I don't recall ever seeing something like this, sir. It feels a bit fabricated, if I'm being honest.
You don't believe. I walked in here in a suit being
I haven't seen shoes underneath that suit. I am half wondering what's down there.
Oh, it's just some Air Jordans. 100%. I'm a real person.
I don't believe it. I don't believe this is a real person.
Wow, you're being a real jerk. You're a regular propeller.
All right. The dancing's done for a while, so you know what that means.
Hey, we're tired of singing, man. Okay? Of singing, man.
Music's all over. Right? Music's over. We're moving on. I am the MC with the most teeth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for our favorite moment of any octopus dance. That is eat the starfish.
Eat the starfish.
Hey, baby, I never loved you. Okay, look, this is a whole ruse. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're my wedding gift to my brother.
Oh my God, Midsommar. It's like that movie.
What?
It's like Midsommar.
I didn't catch it.
You didn't see it?
No. Do you see it? What did you see it? Streaming or in the theater?
Streaming, obviously. I'm not going to go to the theater and see that. It's freaking me out.
I'm just questioning.
So you probably see this as a food chain moment, but for us there, it was more of a fucked up snuff film situation.
Well, it comes across as a fucked up snuff film situation. You guys turned on the starfish. Have you seen that Netflix film? I think it's a New Zealand film called Midsommar.
No, I haven't. I don't have a Netflix account. I just have Peacock.
Oh, well, then it's hard to explain, but this is fucked up.
But you've both seen my film, right, where the octopus was my teacher?
Now, that's what the thing is with the octopus that was your teacher, is you learned a lot from the octopus, but there was another teacher, a professor that was helping. It was more of a co-teacher thing.
Okay, well, that's hurtful.
You learned from the octopus. I am not going to deny that. But it was kind of a learning together process.
Now, the next thing you're going to see on here, if you thought that was bad, oh boy, buckle your seat speed boat belts, because...
All right, everybody, now that we just ate that fucking fish, we're moving on.
DJ, MC.
What's up?
No,
what's up?
Hey, man, we didn't want to eat somebody. We didn't want to sing the song. And we're just going to have to call it for you. We want to keep partying, but we don't want you to leave the party.
I got one last...
All right, just one more thing.
Fun moment. All right. Now, he's kind of our enemy, but he's promised to be nice. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ride this shark.
No, we all
ride this.
Jason, I'm sorry, but... We can't have you part of the DJ company anymore. I mean, you had that entire... Do you just do a bump of coke?
It's actually not a problem if you're not abusing it.
It's 8 in the morning, Jason.
Hey, you like caffeine. That's a drug. You know what I mean? What's up now?
I'm not even going to debate that.
You know I'm friends with the fucking shark, dude. He's my fucking
Are you threatening me, Jason?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm a dolphin, okay? I'm a dolphin. I can use my goddamn sonic boom and knock that son of a bitch out. All right.
What do you need from me, man? How can I change? How can I make it better?
We're taking your DJ license away.
All right? Come here.
Get off of me. Jason, please see your way out. Please see your way out, Jason.
Oh, Jason, I got that good.
Yeah, he left me alive to tell the tale. I'm the only one who made it out, thus I'm giving you this tape in hopes of it going everywhere. Sort of like when somebody mails a tape to the newspapers in case they don't make it.
Well, I feel like if we're going to air this, Nat Geo, we're going to need your voice to be the voiceover narration, because otherwise people aren't going to believe it. You have an authenticity about it that is unique.
Look, I'm happy to do it, but it will significantly double your runtime. If you're okay with that, I'm happy to narrate it.
Well, what do you think?
I think I say yes.
Okay.
Look, if the octopus taught me anything when he was my teacher, it's that sometimes you got to take a risk, even if that risk means double the runtime.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, class. Thanks for being a great class this whole semester.
And you're an asshole.
No. I'm going to take that. I'm going to respond with love. Okay, I love you. All right. I want you to remember a few things when you go into the real world. All right. A few different lessons. First of all, always try to say yes. Second of all, if you let a manatee narrate, it will take twice as long. Third thing, try to be positive.
Man, why am I even in this class? I've got two dads. Fuck school, man.
Crafty, you have a seat. All right.
Bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
Crafty, quit moving around. Crafty, look at me. I love you.
So do you know the professor or do you know the students?
I am.
I'm.
Which?
Oh, Are you talking?
He's the professor. I'm the professor. He's my teacher. I'm a human. He's an octopus, and he's kind of my teacher. So,
are you a student or a teacher?
Yeah. Well,
no,
who
neither.
Are you?
You
can't be here, man.
You gotta get out of here.
Christian University is just you can't. You have to be a teacher. Hey, listen.
How'd you find us? What are you doing? Let go of him.
It'll grow back.
No. Jesus Christ, you're sick. You're sick, man.
It's fine. Look, I don't know anybody. Nobody knows me.
Who are you with?
Nobody knows me. I gotta get out of here.
I can see your wetsuit. It has three letters on it. TWR? What's it stand for?
Doesn't matter. Let's just get out of here.
What are you doing with that? Let's just get, let go of my hand. I'm not going with you.
Just get
in
this bag. Just get this little baggie. All right. Okay, no one saw anything, right? And no one saw anything, yeah?
I saw it. God damn it. Guess I better take this to network. And that's scene number two, guys. Scene three is from Caleb, who wrote, "Hey guys, my last scene I wrote in sucked ass. Not blaming you, but I am blaming Cole Stratton." Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, if you thought that was a derailment, just wait till this fucking Titanic thing we're going to do to your Quick story. I recently bought some bone conduction glasses and listened to you while I'm working, and it didn't really notice how fucking creepy I looked walking around laughing to myself without any headphones until someone pointed it out. So I let him wear my glasses and listen to your show, and he didn't laugh once. Jesus Christ. Cool. We're being roasted. Anyways, on to the next one. Here's a suggestion. The Olympics announced that they have replaced all of their sports with new and improved ones, and now require every athlete to partake in the use of performance-enhancing drugs to truly test the limits of the human body. Give Joy a little hetero kiss on the lips from me. Thanks, Caleb.
All right, where's my rowboat? I'm a rower. Oh, jeez. Who took my rowboat?
Everyone just calm down. Everybody calm down.
My rowboat's not here. How am I doing that?
Your equipment is safe. Do not worry. Now, listen, we've organized all of the athletes. We understand that, okay? Now, listen, we have all the athletes here, all right? And no one's going to be able to perform, right? Compete in their competitions.
Where's my disc? Where's my shot put?
Everything's safe, all right? Everyone's equipment has been put in several duffel bags, and they've been on top of a bus.
In a duffel bag.
All right? Yeah, that's on top of the bus.
It's my bobsled. Where is it?
Again, everyone's equipment is in several duffel bags, and they are on top of a bus.
Identify yourself. You're not telling
us the meaning of this.
Okay,
how does my bobsled fit in a duffel bag?
It's a couple of duffel bags we had to cut and sew together, all right? Does that answer your question?
Yes, yeah.
Did you start the meeting up?
Yes, we did.
Stuff.
Everyone, right, please. So. This is the head of the Olympic Committee, Mr. Zhanov Glouf.
All right. I've got some new equipment for each of you in your sports. Things are going to be a little bit more exciting this year. All right. So who does this? This here is a schooner made of stone. It's a stone schooner. Who's the boater?
I'm a rower, Mr. Glouf.
All right, this is your schooner, your stone schooner. All right.
It looks odd to me. I'm used to my rowboat.
Yeah, it's going to be a little strange. Let's not have any questions quite yet while I divvy these things out.
You haven't heard the last of me, Mr. Glouf. You haven't heard the last of me.
This is just the beginning of a beautiful relationship. All right, and who usually plays discus?
Did you hear that just like it had everyone in that auditorium for like 20 hours as that one dude just single-handedly handed out all these equipment, and he didn't even know who. He was just like, who needs this?
Six years I've been working out to do this. Can we just keep kissing?
I'm not going to work in this CPR doll anymore, okay? I'm done with it.
We keep kissing?
No. All right, listen, we're not together anymore. You wake up too late. I hate that. All right, I'm an early riser. You know that because I'm an athlete. All right, I'm an athlete.
Hey guys, I need you to continue the CPR, the push downs on the chest. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
oh my God, 1, 2, 3. It's just crazy to me. I'm just thinking to myself, like, where did this? Like, how did this all happen? You know what I mean?
So what's the big problem?
But just a, what do you mean? Like, I have to use a whole new equipment. I'm a fencer, and now he's telling me I have to use rocket launchers? It's like, that doesn't make any goddamn sense. It's the complete opposite of what my sport is. There's no finesse.
I want to remind you to breathe after 10 bumps. Okay.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
All right. Staying Alive. That's the song. Okay, great.
Hey, are you still... You still feeling good though? You still feeling healthy otherwise?
Like clean? Of course, yeah. No, I'm still doing my morning routines and working out and all that stuff. Yeah.
And I'm just like, sorry.
Says you are going to compete in the CPRs this year, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Professional pumper is what we call ourselves, pump and breathe.
You know, this is France's every year. We take the CPR every year, and I don't know why you think you can compete with us.
You know, I'm just going to give it my best, if I'm being honest. And actually, I respect you guys so much. And I respect you in particular. The way you were able to pump last year without breaking any of those ribs was like masterful.
Thank you. It requires the finesse, which I do in the loss of air.
You guys are competing for CPR this year?
Yes, sir.
Oui.
All right. It's going to be a little trickier now because I want you to hold your arms out really quick.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
We're using this is kind of a hybrid new steroid. It's kind of like what Bane uses in the Batman series. So you're going to have a lot more strength. It's going to be hard to contain your emotions, but we still need you to do soft compressions to the chest. All right.
Who is this Bane? Is the Bane?
Pretty much a terrorist of sorts, but he uses a power enhancement gas to give him super strength. It doesn't matter. I thought it was going to be an easy translation for you guys.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Wide.
Okay. Now, it's about 3 feet.
Mr. Gloof, thank you for coming in to the meeting of the International Olympic Committee.
Mm-hmm.
You have been relieved of your duties.
What?
Open the tank. That tank has dolphins in it, but it also has...
I'm not afraid of dolphins.
Well, they're very dangerous. They're the most sexually active animals in the world, so...
Are you saying I gotta go into that tank?
Oh, you have no choice, Mr. Gloof. You've messed up. Now put on
How did I mess up? I thought you guys wanted to have more exciting.
Yeah, that Olympic meeting was fucked up. I mean, geez, I don't know what the hell. I don't know what I expected. Some kind of reprimand, maybe some kind of financial, like, I don't know, payment or something like that. It's like, penalty. But like, they threw him in that tank with dolphins, and those dolphins ate him alive.
Just make sure to keep breathing and pumping, okay?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just, voice memo over. All right. Okay. Let me just keep pumping and pumping. My doll or whatever it's called here has got some sharp Annie. Edges. Is that normal?
We call her Annie.
Annie? Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Can I get another doll or is this normal to have the sharp edges?
Sharp edges
on the
are
doll?
Very normal. Yeah. Makes your fingers stronger. All right.
Okay. Voice memo.
Welcome to the Olympic Village restaurant. Unfortunately, we can't seat your doll. We don't have a lot of room here. So I can get you a table for one if you like.
She'd like her own seat.
Very funny. So here's one menu here. There you are. There's a list of appetizers. You can follow me right this way, please.
Okay. Do you have a menu that's in French?
We use the Olympic language here in the Olympic Village restaurant. So
okay,
it's universal language.
French is a universal language. People know French. Baguette.
Hey, I just got the order back. Look, only one can order off the doll's menu, not both of them. Okay, just one. So I want you to go back out there and get his order, but I can't give him both off the doll's menu. All right,
okay,
the doll.
Sorry, chef. Hey, I hope you guys are enjoying your teas. Quick thing, it's small, but you can't order.
She ordered a rosé a while ago, and she never got it.
Yeah, that's coming right now. But you also ordered off the doll's menu. You can't order off the doll's menu. You have to order off the human's menu.
What do you mean I can't order off the doll's menu?
It's kind of like, because Chef has... I actually don't know why, dude, if I'm being honest.
Look, I can't fill the order. He's not going to want to eat buttons anyways, okay?
That makes sense. I'm right back. Okay, I figured it out. It's because he's making like food with for dolls. It's like buttons.
She wanted a refill on her rosé, and she never got that yet.
I'm bringing that out right now. So unless you want to eat yarn and thread and buttons, you got to order off the other.
Well,
menu.
I do. I'm trying her cuisine.
Damn. Okay, that makes sense, dude. You know.
All right, fine. I'll fill the order, but we can't be liable for this. All right. He's literally this order has needles in it.
Okay. Your Honor, I would like to present the case of my client. My client has had a button stuck in his anus for 2 months now. Sure, he ate the button, but I will prove that the restaurant is liable for allowing him to eat a button and needles as if he was sewing on a button on a beautiful shirt.
Objection, Your Honor. We happen to have footage of said plaintiff actually putting the buns up his own anus and not digesting them, thus making the restaurant not liable, Your Honor, please.
I'd like to see that footage. I'd like to see the footage of him putting those buttons up his anus.
All righty, I'll exhibit this.
Now, after losing the case, I did acquire all footage, and I think Nat Geo might really think this is a good documentary series, if not maybe some educational series to go with it. I think people don't understand the problems of eating buttons and needles.
You're coming across as desperate. You bring up a lot of footage that just isn't going to help. It's not the Nat Geo kind of education system we want. You tell me what this is going to teach people.
To not eat buttons and...
It was at that moment that Annie ate the crocheted rosé, and Buster went ahead and ate a needle. Let's take a look at it now.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to what used to be called the fencing portion of these Olympics, but today they are the rocket launcher challenge, the rocket launcher challenge. I'm excited to see how this is going to go. Also this year, and I'm sure people have been talking about it, there's been a hashtag on Twitter. This is hashtag enhanced drugs.
Jeff, just read the monitor. It's all on the teleprompter, all right?
I'm trying to make it my own. I'm trying to make it. I got a lot of exposition to fill into this moment. Do you know what I mean? So you don't understand what's going on. Jeff. Don't go to commercial. I'm fine. I'm still good. Look, I'm still good.
The
if you're listening
Ford
here.
Ford F-150. Leather outside.
Look, if you're here and you're listening, you probably hear the commercial, but Ford I'm trying to explain why I messed up. Around. I messed up because I want to make it clear to you what's going on.
With 600 cal carcasses.
Now we have rocket launchers.
I don't know if I even feel comfortable going against you with this rocket launcher. I study fencing.
Where'd you study fencing?
France. You know, a big France fencing school.
That's the country that's best known for their pumping and breathing.
But they have a wide spectrum of Olympic training, and I studied fencing.
Wide?
Yeah, like it covers a very big spectrum of options.
No, Olympic. I said why? Why? Why do they have so many?
Oh, my bad. It's because
begin.
Well, that was quick. Okay, it looks like Argentina takes...
Now an address from the President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's I, your President, Brian Crafty Heaney. I saw the footage that came from the Olympics, and it was a travesty. And so we are going to discontinue the Olympics until it goes back to normal. Once everything has been met and all the boxes have been checked, then we will go back. That is all I have to say.
Question.
Yep.
Son, I still love you.
Son. Whatever, dude. You're such an asshole.
Son, no. Look who else is here.
All right, everybody, wrap it up. Get your stuff. Get out of here. Olympics are over. Olympics are over. I don't care. Don't show me your badges. I don't care that you're wearing tracksuits.
Mr. MC, you have been fired a long time ago, okay?
I feel like this outro is kind of like, you know.
All right, we'll let you do one more thing.
Closing time.
It seems that the thing we need to do is what we all do at the end of the Olympics, which is rise, shock. Ride the shark.
Ride the shark. Ride the shark.
And that's our show, everybody. We rode the shark. We did it. Let's thank each of our alchemists and see what's up. Joey Greer.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having me, and thank you to everybody for being here. And America's still here. I like it. I think she's a great country.
Well, this hasn't aired yet.
Right, that's true. So we don't know.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. You can follow me on my socials at Atul Time. That's most everything, Instagram, YouTube, blah, blah, blah.
James Heaney.
I've been just doing a whole bunch of video game stuff on Gamefront. So check that out, YouTube/Gamefront.
Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, go to chris-alvarado.com for, just a website that doesn't get updated regularly. But when I do, I'm poor with grammar.
I'm Cole Stratton. You can follow me at Stratton Cole or at Cole Stratton, depending on the platform. You just type it in. You'll figure out which one it is. Also, SF Sketchfest is this comedy festival that I founded and stuff. And we can't do a festival, which would normally be right now this year. So we're doing a big virtual show on January 30th. There's over 100 performers. The lineup is insane. It's like Kids in the Hall and Tramp the Insult Comic Dog and Bob Odenkirk and David Cross and the Tenderloins, and it just goes on and on and on. We're reunited the Slipknots from Conan. Awesome. Anyways, go to sfsketchfest.com, buy a ticket. It's going to be amazing. Trust me on that. Let's thank our engineer and producer, Doug Bame. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here. At alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This.